is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Donald J. Trump has taken the oath of office, becoming the 47th president of the United States.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
CBS's Linda Kenyon says Trump's inaugural address touched on many familiar themes.
The president says he's back.
I return to the presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success.
Honing closely to the concept of American exceptionalism.
Our country will flourish and be respected again all over the world.
Trump also zeroed in on illegal immigration.
And I will send troops to the southern border to repel the disastrous invasion of our country.
Adding he will end the practice of catch and release while restoring the remain in Mexico policy. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Republican strategist Leslie Sanchez says Trump has learned from the mistakes of his first term and will immediately tackle those immigration issues and the economy.
There are so many loyalists that are being put in at the top, almost like a heat shield going forward, who are going to press ahead to do the big reforms he wants.
Trump has already begun his immigration crackdown. He shut down the app migrants had been using to seek asylum in the U.S. And again, he's declaring a national emergency at the southern border. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports just minutes before leaving office, outgoing President Joe Biden issued pardons to some family members.
This time to three people and their spouses who've been with him his entire political career. His siblings, James, Valerie, and Frank Biden, and their spouses, saying in part that amid all the talk about political retribution, he felt it necessary to do this despite his respect for the rule of law.
Earlier, Biden had issued preemptive pardons to members of the House January 6th committee and Dr. Anthony Fauci. President Trump has promised to pardon many of the January 6th defendants today. Law professor Kim Whaley warns that could put some witnesses at risk.
Many people that testified or cooperated with the government, those people potentially could be vulnerable to retaliation by these folks who would feel vindicated.
It's day two of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Linda Gradstein says officials in Gaza estimate 60% of the residents there have no water supply. They're asking for international help.
Increased humanitarian aid has already begun flowing into Gaza, but reconstruction will be an enormous undertaking. The UN says more than 90% of homes in Gaza have been destroyed or damaged.
One of the three Israeli hostages released yesterday posted on Instagram today that she has returned to life. All three hostages are listed in stable condition at a hospital in Israel. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The cold weather advisory warns of dangerous wind chills reaching 30 below. Warming centers are open. Garbage collection in Racine will be delayed tomorrow, and dangerously cold temperatures are expected to last through Wednesday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County saw a 3.5% decline in home sales in December, while other regional counties saw increases. Realtors attribute the current housing challenges to higher interest rates, fewer sellers, and limited new home construction. A 29-year-old Racine woman was quickly arrested after making a bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday. A Kenosha County bomb squad investigated and confirmed no explosive device was present. A Kenosha teen was freed Friday after a judge dismissed sexual assault charges in a case that gained attention. It's unique in that the judge dismissed it after a jury said guilty. The dismissal came after jurors raised concerns about the original trial's deliberations and new evidence that emerged. And the Raymond School Board is considering a $2.25 million referendum to address staffing and district needs. It comes after voters previously rejected a larger funding request in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks extend their winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks with another decisive win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Giannis Antetokounmpo led with 35 points, but he pointed out that Philadelphia was shorthanded. No Paul George, Kyle Lowry, Joel Embiid, all out with injuries for the 76ers.
You gotta give them credit. You know, they played hard. You know, they didn't have the main guys, so the guys that came in played extremely hard, played together, they made shots. You know, they did all the right things to have the game that they had tonight.
So the Bucks have now won four in a row. They play the Pelicans in New Orleans on Wednesday. College hoops. Wisconsin with a West Coast win over the weekend, 84-69 over USC. The Trojans did score 13 unanswered points.
Defensively, to be able to catch ourselves after that first 5 to 7 minutes when they made a run back at us. And I think this, the moxie of the group, they didn't panic. I think that's what makes this team really, really good.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Frigid today with highs barely climbing above zero. And with wind still whipping, highs are really feeling about 15 below. A few flurries are possible late tonight. As temperatures plummet to 10 below, we'll be waking up to wind chills feeling more like negative 30. Cold weather advisory through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
Right now, it's 6 degrees.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's the Monkees, and I'm a believer. Let's take you back to this date in 1967, January 20th, 67. The Monkees TV show was shown for the first time across the ocean in the UK. The series, of course, followed the adventures of four young men, the Monkees, trying to make a name for themselves as rock and roll singers.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when time
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her rehome drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help
information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is here. Hey, Stuart. I know, right?
Oh. Yeah. Hey, bud.
First of all, thanks for taking a couple of minutes here. I know it's a busy news day with, you know, Inauguration Day and it's MLK Day and everything, but I appreciate you spending a minute here. So.
Anything for you, bud.
Did you have fun at the Christmas party over the weekend?
How could I not? We a nice rustic backwoods environment.
Maybe it was.
Backwoods isn't the
right word. No, not the right word.
No. Fancy backwoods.
It was nice. Yeah. We had a Christmas party in January, Saturday night, right, for the radio station.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, you know, the way this business works is sometimes you don't know everybody because we all work different times. And there were people there I had never met before that
here.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd that go?
Fine. You know,
introduce nice interactions.
So. What's that?
You had a nice interaction.
Very nice little interactions.
You had your name tag on.
And like, yeah, I had my name tag on. Absolutely.
I was debating whether to write my middle initial. That's my claim to fame here. Right. That's the, yeah, but I did. I just wrote Stuart.
Stuart. You know, Dan Marcus, you know, who does middays here, you know, you see him in the studio and stuff, but you don't get a chance to talk. It was nice to get a chance to talk with him a little bit. And
his beautiful bride.
Yes.
As yours as well.
So here's the thing. His wife's name is Vicky, short for Victoria. My wife's name is Victoria.
Okay.
Vicky's mother's name is Kay. My wife Victoria's mother's name is Kay.
Wow.
How about that?
Did either of them have a secretary named Lincoln? No?
And is Kennedy.
Is there a Kennedy that was an advisor? No.
But it was nice to get everybody together Saturday night.
Sure was.
All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
The grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Another sad day night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another sad night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah.
high. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Stay warm this Martin Luther King Day. We're looking for temperatures only in the single digits, but then overnight tonight, maybe a little bit of snow and temperatures well below zero. Tomorrow, cold again, a high of just four above, and then it starts to warm up a little bit on Wednesday. Station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Officially, it's a cold weather advisory. That's the new naming convention from the National Weather Service indicating that it's really cold. Wind chills could hit 30 below, causing a quick impact to anyone outside for an extended period of time. Warming centers are running in the area, with some government buildings originally planned to be closed today due to the MLK holiday open to help. To find a warming center near you, call 211. The city of Racine has already decided DPW crews won't go out tomorrow to get garbage, so collection is set back a day. The dangerously cold temperatures are expected to last through Wednesday, the latest coming up in the forecast. Of the seven counties in the region, Racine was the only one that saw a decline in December year-to-year home sales. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors show an overall 12% increase in home sales from December of 2023, with Kenosha seeing an 8% increase. Racine's decline was at 3.5%. The realtors say it's tough to get a home now due to several factors, including higher interest rates, fewer people willing to sell, and not enough new homes being built. And the Racine Zoo is still grieving the loss of Jabari. He's the Maasai giraffe who passed away Thursday following a fall in his enclosure. Emergency teams worked to help Jabari stand, but their efforts were unsuccessful and he was pronounced dead later that evening. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Frigid today with highs barely climbing above zero. And with wind still whipping, highs are really feeling about 15 below. A few flurries are possible late tonight. As temperatures plummet to 10 below, we'll be waking up to wind chills feeling more like negative 30. Cold weather advisory through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 6 degrees.
Making a living the old home.
1971, it's Tommy James and Dragging the Line on WRJN. The group, the Shondells, broke up in 1970, so that's just Tommy James as a solo artist there. Now the Beatles on WRJN.
Last night I said these words to my girl. I know you never even tried, girl. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Show the world.
And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, with temperatures the way they are today, and I hope you're being safe, but with temperatures the way they are today, I thought it'd be a good time to remind you to mark your calendar for February 22nd. Saturday, February 22nd, Downtown Racine invites you to the Downtown Chili Ice Walk. You can sample more than 10 locations serving chili. You can see some fun ice sculpting and have kids playing along with a scavenger hunt. It all runs from noon till 4 that Saturday, February 22nd in downtown Racine. Learn more by clicking the Racine Downtown link at our website at WRJN.com.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
WRJN. If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, of course, it's Presidential Inauguration Day today, January 20th. But you probably know that January 20th wasn't always the Presidential Inauguration Day. They were first held on March 4th. After Washington's first inauguration, March 4th became the official day for the start of a new administration. The 20th Amendment to the Constitution moved that day to January 20th, closer to the start of the new Congress. Not all inaugurations were held on January 20th or March 4th. If those days fell on a Sunday, the public ceremony fell on the next day, while the new or returning president took the oath privately on Sunday. And one of the biggest stories in inauguration history was that President Harrison died in 1841 because he gave a long inaugural address in cold weather and became sick. Harrison died about 30 days after his inauguration. He became sick 3 weeks after the inauguration, leading some to now believe that another illness, probably typhoid fever, killed that new president. It is your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know? I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. There ain't nothing here that I care. Please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your scoreboard woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, song. Your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crack the nose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way.
I got a dance.
Take it off good. With my chick by my side, the radio does the trick.
I love the dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hot. Dance, 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 right there. The floor's really hot. Dance, 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 dance. Now the beat's really hot. Dance, 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 yeah.
All right.
just the same.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored